Exodus 38. This is going to be a short one. So, we've been going through all the things that Bezalel made with the help of all the other skilled craftsmen. So, he made the altar and the utensils, the bronze basin, the stand. The stand is actually a little, or the basin is a little bit interesting because he throws in this extra detail. And most of this is identical to the list of instructions that Moses saw up on the mountain before he came down. And this is mostly just repeating what Moses said to do, saying that they did it. Except for this. And this said that this the basin and the stand that are used for the priests to wash before they do sacrifices or go into the tabernacle was made from the mirrors that the women who served at the entrance of the tent of meeting had brought. So apparently there were a bunch of women that served at the entrance of the temple of meeting, or the temple, the tent of meeting. And the way that they had mirrors back then was there were very few glass mirrors. Glass is nice because when you pour it out, you can be very, very flat. And then you get metal on one side, and then it's very, very flat, so then it looks very much like whoever's looking at it. But what they would do is they would take bronze or silver or gold, and they would flatten out as flat as they could, and then they would just polish it until it was reflective. It's not a very, I mean, compared to modern-day glass mirrors, not very good. But compared to looking at water or having your husband describe what your face looks like, it was pretty good. So these women donated their bronze mirrors to make this wash basin, and that was the primary use. So there's the Israelites brought all kinds of materials for this, which actually is recounted here in this chapter. And they brought them, you know, from their earrings and jewelry, men and women. And then in this case, the mirrors. This is the only one so far that I've seen that is specifically says what it was made out of. All the other stuff was just, you know, like they melted down all of everything. But these were specifically the mirrors. Not sure if that has any significance. So they made the courtyard and all of its bases and hooks and screen for the gate. Remember, this gate is the entrance. It is, I think, 4 pillars and 30 feet wide. So it's got this big screen curtain as an entrance. Then I assume they open it up so that people can go in and undo the ties and let it close like curtains when at night. I don't know. Anyway, so then it goes through and actually talks about all of the presentation offerings that the people of Israel brought, and it totals it all up, and the total comes to, and then it says how much was used for certain things, but I'm not going to cover that. And so here they translated it into pounds, because it's originally in shekels by the sanctuary shekel. So there are 603,000 registered men in all of Israel. And so they together, everybody, brought a little over 2,000 pounds of gold, 7,500 pounds of silver, and 5,300 pounds of bronze, along with all the cloth and the gems and oil and spices and all that stuff. It's a lot. It's a lot of stuff. So that was all just donated because they wanted to serve God wholeheartedly. And this is right after they betrayed God and started worshiping something else. Well, not right after. So keep in mind, Moses was up on the mountain for 40 days. He came down, dealt with their rebellion, and then he went back up for another 40 days. So there's a little bit of time between stuff. And then they built all of this. More next time.